on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, we're going to begin today by talking politics, economics, religion, everything you're not supposed to talk about. Christine Lagarde, she wasn't going to attend the Jackson Hole economic get-together here last month. But I believe she did attend. She wanted to fly in on her broom, and she made it just in time. Red and black outfit. And people are asking internationally, what's she up to? What is she saying? What is she hiding? What is happening in the world with the economies of the world, with the Federal Reserve, with the European EU and their debt? This is out of Politico. And they're asking, what is she up to? ECB president has sounded the death knell for the dollar and predicted the end of the world economy as we know it. Does she know something we don't? She does. I'll interject this. She does know something that the American people don't know. Russia and China have been successful in their objective to destroy the dollar. And she's admitting it right here. The ECB president has sounded the death knell for the dollar, predicted the end of the world economy as we know it. What she's saying is America's world economic sanctions aren't going to work any longer. They won't work because the United States, or because Russia and China, have a network of nations that are working together outside of the petrodollar system. Going on with the article. Deep in the Wyoming wilderness last month, with wolves and bears, Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank, stood before a large audience of elite central bankers and casually predicted the collapse of the international financial order. I'll interject this. We were the ones that directed, controlled, we oversaw the world economic financial order, the international order. Resplendent in red and black, she resembled a humanoid Lindor chocolate truffle. There are plausible scenarios where we could see a fundamental change in the nature of global economic interactions. Lagarde announced dryly to the crowd, which was gathered for the annual central banker confab in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Now, this is very distressing to these people. Very distressing. Their economic control internationally has ended. She's right now, the nations in Europe are waiting for America to collapse their economies, their banking systems. They are very afraid. They are concerned, aware that as the dollar begins to lose value because of the multipolar world nations working together, it's going to affect Europe. And it is affecting Europe. It goes on. This is out of whatdoesitmean.com. It was actually out of a Politico. What is Christine Lagarde up to? The assumptions that have long informed the technocrat management of the global order were breaking down. The world, she said, could soon enter a new age in which past regularities may no longer be a good guide for how the economy works, for policy makers with a stability mandate. This poses a significant challenge. It does. She knows it. And like I had stated in yesterday's program, Anthony Blinken has stated there's a new, the old world order has ended, a new world order has begun. This is what he stated. It has happened. It has happened. And now Christine Lagarde is saying that internationally, the financial order has also changed. So, the old world order has changed, and the international financial order has changed. Orders all over the world, changes all over the world. A new age, she says, and coming from a member of that most dreary and unimaginable of the global technocratic priesthoods, they used a great word here, priesthoods. These are priests of the occult. These people are the individuals who, through a order of secret societies, ruled the world. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. Oh,
Generally speaking, if there are going to be changes in the world, they're going to happen in the United States first. In this country, changes, trends, fashion begins in New York City. Trends with music, entertainment, movies begins on the West Coast. We're a nation where if there is going to be change, the nations of the world, they're always watching what happens in the United States. Changes military, changes in the military with new weaponry, they watch the United States. Technology, this is who these nations are always watching. Politically, we may not watch what's happening in their countries, we may not care about their politics, but they, the nations, are always interested in who is going to become the next president of the United States of America. Donald Trump has been the nation, the individual that the nations of the world have really appreciated being president during his time when he was able to rule the country. The nations of the world were very happy when Donald Trump was president. There were no wars. There was no Ukraine war. But we in this country, we're very narrow. We're very narrow. We're very, you were like the British in a sense. We're very stiff-necked. Can be that way. But the nations of the world, they look to see which president protects the nations from American military. Which president will protect the nations from sanctions? Soon as Biden came in, what did they do? Immediately, the war in Ukraine began. Forced Russia's hand, forced Russia to make a move, and Russia responded. The United States should have known that Vladimir Putin would respond. One thing that the United States didn't, this administration didn't realize, Putin already knew the next move. Biden comes in. Putin waited. Biden began to push this matter of nukes, short-range nuclear missiles in eastern Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin responded. America knew that he would probably respond. They didn't know how, in what fashion. Well, when he invaded and was forced to move troops into eastern Ukraine to protect the Russian people along that corridor, the American CIA and the NATO nations, they knew that they probably pulled the trigger a little too soon. They thought they had the last, from the time Obama ended his administration to the time when Trump was forced out of his second term, they thought they had enough time to, you might say, stockpile weapons in the NATO nations to have the funds needed to fund another unjust war. They made a big fatal mistake. Russia has held its own. Then with Lagarde coming out and saying that, you know, that the world economy as we know it is ending, and that the death knell for the dollar has begun, what is next? Well, Vladimir Putin knew that back in 2018, he told the Russian oligarchs, here's what he said to them, stay home, keep your money in Russia. He knew already what was coming. Don't take your wealth out to the West, especially to the West. Because something in the future will happen and your money is going to be locked, tied up. It's going to be, you're not going to get your return. America will do something like they just did this week. $300 billion of gold reserves were hijacked by by this administration from Russia. And Putin's response was, well, it just made us stronger. But this is why Putin told these oligarchs, keep your money home. Then Bloomberg stated that the Russian businesses are repatriating billions from the EU. This is exactly what the European nations didn't need to pull Russian finances out of EU. Russian businessmen, squeezed by sweeping U.S. Western sanctions, have withdrawn. It says Western. Let's face it, it's not Western, it's American. Sweeping American sanctions have withdrawn tens of billions of dollars in assets from the EU since the start of the Ukraine conflict, according to Bloomberg. Russians have started repatriating their assets from jurisdictions such as Cyprus, Jersey, Switzerland, back to Russia, and the so-called friendly countries since last February, as Western states stop being a safe haven for Russian businesses. So the end of American dollar is over. And with this great economic, this is a great economic earthquake, you would have to say. This earthquake is going to bring this house of cards down within the next 2-3 years. But don't worry. America is ready to fight back. America is a German shepherd cornered. America will fight back. America will go to war with all of these nations that are going to keep their investments, keep their currencies on their own continents, in their own countries, and trade only with, presently, Russia heavily, trade with China heavily, India, Brazil in South America, Argentina, we'll get to this in a little bit. Argentina is trying to make a break from Western control, American world hegemonic control. They're just about to make a break. You have Brazil, Luis, I forget his whole name, it's like 6 or 8 names for one person. He was a CIA-backed candidate. He replaced Bolsonaro. Well, it just so happened he turned the cards on the American CIA. He turned the cards. And so what happened is Bolsonaro was replaced. He was replaced by Luis Oliveira something. Because of that, Argentina has decided they want a new president also. And I'll talk about him again in a little bit. But going back to the Russian billionaires, Russia seems less of an evil than the overseas, than the nations overseas. Natalina Kuznetsova, partner of Business Solutions and Technologies, which formerly operated in Russia under the Deloitte brand, he told the outlet. So many of these Russian nations are pulling their finances, investments out of Europe. It's too late to get most of their investments out of the United States. Many of the investments that the Germans or that the Russians had made in Russia as a nation had made in Germany, it did not. They have confiscated Russia's gas and oil, Gazprom. They've confiscated it. So the America is definitely hostile. Also, the nations of this country, of Europe, are also hostile toward Russia. But it's too late. Russia and China have declared war on the United States, and I keep forgetting to tell the audience, they have declared war on the European nations and the NATO nations. This triad are being unsuccessful against Russia and China's partnership and what they are and their plan and what they have planned to do to free these nations from American control. It's very interesting what is happening. Now, going back to Lagarde. Lagarde has let the cat out of the bag, just like Anthony Blinken let the cat out of the bag yesterday. Anthony Blinken said that the old world order is over. Lagarde, about 2 weeks ago, said that the global shift away from the U.S. dollar has taken place. Then the same CEO, Stefan Jen, of Eurozone, SLJ Capital Limited, he says, the global shift away from the dollar, the U.S. dollar, has increased tenfold since February 2022, when Vladimir Putin made his move in Ukraine, compared to the previous 15 years. However, if we take into account changes in the value of the dollar, then, according to our calculations, we'll see that the dollar share in emerging countries, since the BRICS group of emerging economies, which presently comprises Russia, Brazil, India, China, and South Africa, but is to add 6 new members in the coming year, the new year. Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia. Argentina being led into this collective. This is why the people in Argentina, especially the young people, are voting for a young candidate. This is a threat to American national security. This is the threat to the national security of the United States of America, because you have Brazil already as a member in BRICS. Brazil is trading with China with their currency and the yuan. Brazil is trading with other nations with their currency. And now Argentina will be able to trade with their currency, and they will have, you might say, another company store to purchase goods from. America has been the company store for 80 years. Everybody has wanted American dollars. We're the company store. There hasn't been another store to go to. But now there is another store, another way for the nations of the world to be economically safe from U.S. sanctions, militarily safe from U.S. sanctions. Now, I'm going to say this before we get to the break. It may be that these military bases, these outposts of the United States, these outposts are going to be the target. And wherever they're located, they're going to be the target in the years to come, because they're going to be driven out, probably, of the nations where they are. I don't know how many military bases we have presently, 200, 225. But many of these military bases, we don't have the troops any longer to send to keep these bases with personnel that they're going to need, unless they have another objective like technology. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get?
America was the company store. America's no longer the only company store for the nations to go to for help, for what their needs, for safety, for a way to actually participate in a global system. A global system that the United States has kept the nations out of. These small nations have never been able to really, you might say, mature. They've always been in a state of war, poverty. They've never had a way to become independent of either the British, the French, the Spanish, or the United States. But now, because of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, because they have started a partnership, and in this partnership, they are have been successful. They have made it, given the nations of the world the opportunity to function, to participate in a free, equitable system. Is it going to be perfect initially? No. Nothing will be perfect until Christ comes. But from this point until Christ returns, these nations must continue. They must be able to live and to conduct business internationally. They have to be free to have freedoms, to decide what they're going to do, who they're going to work with, who they're going to sell their products to, who is going to, you know, we have pretty much, via the Rockefeller family, we have taken over mineral rights internationally. Brazil, South America, all the way through Asia, in this country, the throughout this whole nation. But these nations now are going to be able to take their mineral rights, and they're going to be able to mine their own minerals. They're going to begin to build their economies, and there isn't anything that the United States of America is going to be able to do to stop it any longer. So this is one of the things that Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping have been able to do. They have been successful in giving the small nations of the world, the second nations of the world, the nations that are not in the back pocket of the United States, an alternative. And even the European nations, NATO nations, the nations, even the Five Eyes nations, New Zealand, Australia especially, and New Zealand, they see the benefits of working with China, Brazil, Russia, South Africa, India. They see the advantage that they're going to have, could have, should they decide to make a, you might say, take the exit out of American dictatorship over Australia. We always put these dictators in, these nations, well, same to some degree with Australia. So going down now, let's go to see what's happening in South America. Tucker Carlson is going to, he's traveling to Argentina, and the hyperinflation and the reckless monetary policy could soon devastate the global economy. Well, absolutely, definitely, it's begun. It can't be stopped. It is happening. He's going to release an interview with Xavier Millet, who used the President Trump playbook to skyrocket from out of nowhere to become the favored new president of Argentina when these elections are going to be held next month. Millet told Carlson, "Argentina is a country that has embraced socialist ideas. The rebellion always comes from the youth. The youth found in me something who spoke about free market against the status quo. As a libertarian, we have restricted respect for the lives of others, rooted in the spirit of non-aggression, in the defense of life, liberty, and property." Now, this is interesting what he's going to say next, because I'm going to stay on this topic for a little bit. Okay? The Pope plays politics. This is in reference to Francis, the present, the imposter Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, Francis, during the time that he was a father, a priest, I think he was a bishop in Argentina, he worked with the government and the deaths of, I don't know how many, tens of thousands of Argentine people. Blood is on this Pope's hands. So this young man is making a reference. The Pope plays politics. He says, continuing, "The Pope has a strong political influence. He has shown a great affinity for dictators like Castro and Maduro. I won't do business with any communist. So, this young man, if he is not assassinated by our CIA, and if he becomes president of Argentina, Argentina is going to be able to begin to transition from where they are economically. They're basically a huge nation, but they're a third world country. Crime, the government is corrupt. All of their law enforcement is corrupt. And the people basically live day to day. But once he becomes president, and there's going to be quite a bit of security around him, the CIA, we are in so many different areas of the world. We're spread thin. We can't cover it all. The CIA, I forget how many CIA agents there were internationally, maybe five during the Bush administration, senior administration, I think 75,000. These were the top CIA officials in the countries where they were operating. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Okay, continuing, the American people as a whole don't realize what is happening around them internationally. They're not aware. The American people, they are not engaged. They do not know what is happening on the international scene right now. For Christine Lagarde to come out and say that basically there's going to be a new economic change, a massive economic change, what she's saying is that American petrodollar hegemony has ended. This administration is aware of it. They have one option. One option is a digital currency. That is it. They have no other option. They were hoping, who's they? The World Economic Forum, all of the companies, the NGOs, the United States government, the continuity of government agencies in the United States, and these agencies internationally knew that they were at the precipice of world economic hegemony. Forget military. Economic is more powerful. They were right there. They made a mistake. Joe Biden, he had a dream one night and he said, hey, I'm going to do something different for the people of the world. It was a text. And the text said, plan to move short-range missiles into Ukraine, and let's consider making Ukraine a NATO member. And Joe texted Barack back, let me talk to you tomorrow, I'm tired. This was an Obama plan, let's face it. This was not a Joe Biden plan. Joe Biden's part of it. Kamala's part of it. Valerie Jarrett is deeply involved. Victoria Nuland, she's part of it, bigly. They made a mistake. They made a drastic mistake. They forced Putin to go into, and I repeat this over and over and over because I realize many people are listening maybe for the first, second, third, fourth time. They've just tuned in recently. Putin knew that he had to make that move to protect the Russians in eastern Ukraine. At the same time, Klaus Schwab / Henry Kissinger / Barack Obama made the decision to kick Russia out of the World Economic Forum. This is exactly what Vladimir Putin wanted. He was unfriended, and this is what he wanted, because Russia and China and many of these nations, Brazil and the BRICS nations, other nations in the AUE, in the Middle Eastern nations, they didn't want to be part of the World Economic Forum. Vladimir Putin, he shot the first shot. He fired the first shot. They kicked him out. They said, Russia is no longer part or going to be allowed, will not function, operate, be asked into our network of world digital control. Putin said, it's no problem. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because we have our own digital network. We don't need your system of control. We have a digital system already. We've been working on it for years and years. We have it ready. We don't need to work with what they call a SWIFT network of foreign current digital currency exchanges. We have our own system. We can work in our own network. We don't need to be part of American control. We don't want to be part of the World Economic Forum banking network. So, because of this, these nations are now gaining momentum, and this momentum is a threat to America's national security. But Lagarde, being from France, from Europe, she had to make this statement in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, to all of these bankers internationally that attended. And these were Rockefeller bankers. They met on the Rockefeller grounds there in Jackson Hole. See, the Rockefellers, the Clintons are Rockefeller children, Bill and Hillary. And this was the Rockefeller Ranch, a big estate, because there was so much protest. I'll have to get to that story in a second. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez. It's a heavy thing. A new world order has ended or begun.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Can't believe another week is over. Time flies. Join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on Sunday from 9 to noon. And then every week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. The hosts that come in and do their programs live or on podcast, and all podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And before I forget, I'll get into a topic, and next thing I know, I'll be down to seconds. We only have minutes. We have to make minutes work. We have to use them to the fullest. So have a wonderful weekend. Happy Hanukkah. Have a wonderful, peaceful weekend. May the peace peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be on you tonight, tomorrow, through the whole weekend. And then we'll be back. I'll be back again Monday. Sunday again, 9 to 12. Sunday morning for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. While you have people watching all your sports networks, things of this, of nature, other things, people are busy. People are involved. People are living, making a life, making a living, going into debt, trying to get out of debt, and trying to avoid some kind of flu. This flu or that flu or some unknown flu and some future flu and some flu that was back 50 years ago that might catch him today, or a flu that came back from 1250 BC and they might get it today. Now they have unearthed some kind of a creature from like 80,000 years ago, and they're thinking that maybe they can take DNA out of that creature and bring it back to life, and we'll get some kind of a flu then. You have to protect yourself. But at the same time, while you're trying to protect yourself, the world has ended as we know it. The change has begun. This world is changed. America's authority internationally, the control and the power of soul power of the United States of America has ended. It is done. People talk about, well, maybe, you know, the rise and fall of the American empire. Yes, it has begun. We've been in decline. I'm going to give you a little insight. Every nation that has destroyed it, every nation that has destroyed itself and gone into the trash landfill of history was because that nation lost its moral way. It lost the ethics of what it means to be a individual who loves and fulfills the number one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Every nation that loses its moral compass goes into the landfill of history. That's just the way it is. This nation has lost its way morally, with ethically, in every way. We've gravitated to evil, great evil. We cannot change and turn things around. We have to accept the fact that there's been a change in the world, and Russia and China together have brought that change. We have to talk more about it in the future. So until then, have a wonderful weekend. Don't get any kind of a flu. Don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Be at the right place at the right time. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a good weekend.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.